Hey, whatever you do now, everybody, stay cool. Listen to me. There are bound to be delays and setbacks. And it'll seem as if nobody can get anybody to do what they want them to do. Everything may be all sweetsy and nice on the top, but it's just a coating of white refined sugar over a basket of snakes. Well, not necessarily evil snakes. But the situation is full of writhing contradictions, little details, codicils, and infinite back and forth that'll make resolution nearly impossible, right now at least, until the end of June. So, it's not a great time to sign major contracts, mainly because not all the details have been ironed out. The party of the first part and the party of the second part have so many conditions that have to be met that it's best not to rush into an agreement until everything is hammered out to the satisfaction and ability of both parties to carry out their end of the agreement. Of course, nobody can foresee contingencies that may arise, and that's why people have to be flexible at the same time that they're exacting promises and oaths. Nobody can predict what conditions are going to arise to shift the needs of one or both of the parties. So, it's best if you start out in good faith and agree to disagree on any issues that may come up between, well, between early February and the end of June. Because it is only at the end of June that the final agreements can be settled. That said, you cannot lie in a state of suspended animation waiting for the next day to stir or make plans or proceed with your life. That's the worst side of astrology. It gives novices and astrology buffs permission to do nothing in the vain hope that tomorrow things will be clearer, easier, more propitious to make decisions, take actions, and reboot their life. Nobody's functioning up to total capacity these days. Mars in Virgo retrograde is a sluggish bowel, and it's indeed difficult to initiate projects or get them going. But you still have to. If you've got a job or a business or kids to get off to school, somewhere you find the energy to live up to the tasks. Is it an optimal time to make a deal? No, of course not, for the reasons I've stated. But guess what? Life's a joke, and this is exactly when deals are presented. Now, especially as their final offer, which it will turn out it isn't. But this is exactly what happens at the station of Saturn retrograde. Take it or leave it deals that make it seem as if this is the last chance to salvage a relationship or end one. So, whether or not it's ideal, this is the time when these things happen, and if you can make a provisional agreement, knowing full well that the completion will be more possible at the end of June, well, then it makes sense to me. All that could make people feel really depressed right now. Because these are the moments when relationships end, people get laid off, there doesn't seem to be a future, and it's easy to become very discouraged and downhearted and hopeless, like it's going to be like this forever. It is not. The whole thing is flowing in the current that rolls ceaselessly along. Neptune's entrance into Pisces helps you see that everything is a flow. Everything is moving. Even if you're grieving, you have to see that you and your grief are being moved along by a greater current, and you have to move toward the future with all your issues, worries, responsibilities, memories, regrets, and nostalgic wishes from the past. Past, present, and future all flow along in the same ocean, constantly crossing paths and passing each other in their little boats. Watch it all now as you move along with the waves. Michael Luton for WOAO, New York City, Earth.